Amen. Amen. And I want to say this, that one thing that we as believers have to watch out for, we have to be sharp, we have to be keen. We have to watch out for distractions. We have to watch out for distractions. There's so many things happening right now, screaming and yelling for your attention. There's so many things really out there that, you know, they want to hear your opinion. In other words, they want you to be distracted from the calling of God, from the word of God, and have you focusing on something else. That's not going to benefit you at all. Hallelujah. Watch out for counterfeits. And I'm not talking about money. I mean, watch out for that too, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's a tenseness in the air. There's a tenseness in the atmosphere. And we got to make sure that we don't get carried away by any of it, but that we keep our focus solid on the Lord Jesus Christ, keep our focus on His Word. Never forget what Jesus said, that man shall not live by bread alone, or anything else, if it's not the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Listen to me. It was true when Jesus said it. It is true today. Amen. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let me say that again. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, your Bible. Hallelujah. Do not move away from your Bible. Glory to God. Are you still listening to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bear with me here a minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to read this to you before I proceed on. I hadn't planned to read this to you, but I feel prompted of the Spirit of God to do so. So go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And what I'm about to read is nothing that, you know, if you've been saved any length of time that you hadn't already heard, that you hadn't already read. But we got to make sure that we don't allow these things to slip away from us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, it says, but know this. Now, if God's word says we need to know something, we need to know it. You hear me? What about what I'm about to read to you and what you're about to read along with me are things that God has commanded us to know, or God has instructed us to know. There's some things that we need to know. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Are you seeing it? For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Despisers of good. I said despisers of good. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And listen to what it says. And from such people turn away. Does it say that in your Bible? From such people turn away. Don't get involved in that. See, I know the word of God tells us that we are to walk in love and we are to love everybody, but we are not supposed to get wrapped up in everybody's sins. Amen. We're not to get wrapped up in their foolishness. It says, from such, turn away. Is that in your Bible? Turn away. I won't do it tonight, I don't think, but, you know, we could go to the book of Jude. We, the believers, have been cautioned not to be deceived by some things that's going on in the last days. But stay with the word of God. Do what the Bible tells you to do. God is calling us to live right. Everybody say live right. Live right. Everybody say live holy. Live holy. Everybody say live pure. Live pure. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We got to make sure that we don't fall into that trap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you folks cool? Turn that down, Paul. I'm feeling it pretty good up here. And so I want to, for a few more minutes, just share some things with you that I believe will help you and help those that are watching the live stream. This is not the time to back up. This is the time to forge ahead in the things of the Lord, making sure that we have a clear mind and listen at this, a clear mind and a clear understanding what the will of the Lord is. We need to know what the will of the Lord is. I say we need to know what the will of the Lord is. Sometimes when we talk about the will of the Lord, we begin to think about maybe ministry or what type of ministry he wants me to do or where he wants me to go. But you know what? The word of God is the will of God. When we walk in obedience to his word, we are walking in the will of God. Now, there are things that he will reveal to our spirits and he'll speak to us about. I understand that because we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Am I right? Those that are the sons of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And I understand that. The word of God tells us that. But there are some things that we need to do, which is follow God's word. That is the will of God's word is the will of God. Amen. Amen. So I want to share with you a few minutes about being strong and remaining strong. And I've touched on this in other messages that I've ministered, but it's important that believers remain strong and make sure that you keep your eyes in the right place. You need to know, listen to me, you need to know who you're following. Amen. You know, well, let me move on. Praise God. Here's some things that we need to do. And the first thing I'm going to say, I really touched on it this past Sunday. But here's some things that we need to do to stay strong. Now, I just quoted Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, a portion there. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But we need to stay close to God. Amen. We need to walk close to him. And we need to walk in his strength. You hear me? Let me say this. When the dust clears, we need to still be standing. Amen. You hear me? When the dust clears, we need to still be standing. Don't get lost in the fog. Hallelujah. And you become strong. Well, let me give you point number one in becoming strong and staying strong and remaining strong, regardless of what comes down the pipe. Regardless of what comes down the pipe. Understand, and I said this Sunday, and I want to say it again, your strength comes through your relationship and your fellowship with Jesus Christ. I want to repeat that again. You got to have a strong relationship with God. You got to have, let me say it this way. You got to have strong fellowship with God. You got to have strong fellowship with God. You got to learn to walk with God. I like what the Bible says about Enoch. It says he walked with God and he was what? He was not. There you go. The brother got raptured out of here. But he walked with God. He walked with God. And as a minister of God, tonight I am charging you, walk with God and don't allow anything to sidetrack you. Amen. Nothing. Walk with God. Develop strong fellowship with him. Hallelujah. And do you know that God wants to have fellowship with you? He wants to have fellowship with us. As a matter of fact, put James chapter 4, verse 8 on the screen for me, please. You can turn there if you would like. But James, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse. Well, I'll go ahead and turn there myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. James, the 4th chapter, and the 8th verse. Well, I tell you what, I told you to put the 8th verse on the screen. Let's go ahead and put the 7th verse up there. It says, therefore, this is the 7th verse, therefore submit to God. Submit to God. Resist the devil. How do you resist the devil? We know that we can speak to the devil. Amen? And he'll have to flee, right? Matter of fact, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. But we resist the devil in many ways. We can speak to the devil. We can speak to situations and circumstances. And we can command them in the name of Jesus to leave our lives. But we also resist the devil by making decisions, making the right decision. When you're tempted, make the right decision. When Potiphar's wife told Joseph, come on here, handsome young man, I want to sleep with you. I want to go to bed with you. She's ready to commit adultery. Joseph resisted that devil. But how did he resist him, Pastor? He got out of there. Sometimes you just need to get out. Oh, glory. So, listen to me, Christians. Listen to me. I'm not just talking about y'all here in the sanctuary. I'm talking about listening, watching the live stream. Some of y'all too attached to your belongings. You're too attached to your belongings. Joseph had on a nice coat, but he left it. It wasn't that important to him. He was saying, woman, you can have the coat, but I'm getting out of here. I will not sin against my God. That's the reason we got to be careful. We can't let things come become too important to us. Thank God for things. We need things. Amen. Joseph was using his coat. That's when he had it on. But his relationship with God was more important to him than that coat. And listen, listen. He made the right decision and he lost his coat. But because he made the right decision, he lost more than that. He lost his freedom. Because the woman lied on him. They threw him in prison. But didn't I tell you a little while ago that the Lord always has the last word? Here's this man made a decision. I'm going to serve God and I'm not going to sin against my God. Yes, it cost him some time. But the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. The man wound up second command in the country. And because he chose to obey God and not follow his flesh, he was able to deliver his people. Who knows what you have missed? Who knows what opportunities you have missed out on, all because you yielded to a little sex? You felt like you had to have a little sex, and it cost you more than you may even know. But because Joseph chose to do the right thing, not only was he blessed with promotion, but he was able to bless others. Amen. His family. Y'all, you listening to me? Well, you may be thinking, yes, Pastor, oops, I sure did. I messed up. Well, my advice to you is just go ahead and repent right now and start right now. Start right where you are. Say, Lord, use me for your glory. Lord, help me make up for what I lost. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. All right. Glory to God. Now, let's go back to James 4, verse 7. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, look at verse 8. Draw, listen to what it says. Draw near to God. Draw near to God. You see that? Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. We have to make the first move. God is welcoming us to come closer to him, to have a greater fellowship with him. But you know what? We're going to have to go to him. Amen. And guess what? He's going to draw close to us. When we get close to him, he gets close to us and showers blessings upon us. And when I say blessings, a lot of times when people hear the word blessings, all they think about is material things. Yes, God blesses with material things, but I want to tell you something. Can you believe there's some things more important than material things? Your health. Your peace of mind. And I could go on and on and on. Glory to God. I said glory to God. And I want to I'm to encourage you, whatever you do, get close to God. Walk close to him. Because we are already living in the last days. We're there, folks. You hear me? We are there, folks. But we can't be blinded. We can't allow ourselves to be blinded. We got to have our eyes open. We got to be able to see and understand. We've got to be able to perceive and understand what the will of the Lord is. We got to be able to know what's of God and what's not. We got to be able to recognize what's of God and what's of the devil. Because the Bible tells us that Satan comes sometimes as a wolf, but he changed suits. He put on the sheep suit. We got to be able to sniff him out. You look the part. You look like a sheep, but you sure don't smell like a sheep. Y'all have to understand. See, follow me here. We got smellers right in here. I'm not talking about natural smelling, but right on the inside. The five senses is not helping you at all. But on the inside, you know, whoa, something ain't right here. Something ain't right with this person. Something's not right with what they're saying. Something's not right with what they're doing. Right in here. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So, verse 8 again. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, sinning Christians, stop sinning. Amen. Well, Pastor, I thought he was talking to folks that's unsaved. No, they need to get saved. Let me read it again. Y'all still here? Amen. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. What is he talking about, double-minded? Part of you is for God. I won't say you, okay? But part of that person is for God. And the other part is for them. There's some things that they want to do. In other words, you got folks that they go to the Bible and they pick out certain things that they want to obey. For example, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I think everybody like that verse, don't they? Now, it is in the Word of God. And we can freely claim it. It'll work for us. But we got to understand, that's not the only verse in the Bible. God expects us to partake of all his word. Not just to pick and choose what we want. Read it again. Y'all don't mind, do you? Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And I want to tell you something, folks. I want God near me. My heart, listen to me. My heart's desire is to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. Glory to God every day of my life. I hear some other amens out there. Glory be to God. That's what I want. So draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. But you know what? We just can't pretend that some of the things that we're involved in, we can't pretend that they're okay. If God says get rid of it, we need to deal with it. Hallelujah. We need to deal with it. When Jesus comes, I'm going to have to close here in a moment, but when Jesus comes to catch away the church, I don't want any weights. I don't want to be carrying any weights. I don't want to have any pet sins. Ready to go back with him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I didn't get as far this evening as I intended to, but that's okay. But I want to leave this with you. Maybe we'll pick this up later. But I want to leave this with you. I keep emphasizing this, but I can't emphasize it enough. Walk close to God. Walk close to God. Seek the wisdom of God. Because I tell you, there is a spirit of deception out there, and it has made its way into the churches. Y'all listening to me? A form of godliness. Follow me? A form of godliness. You can call it counterfeit godliness. But we got to be sharp and able to see through anything and everything that's not of God. Are you with me? Amen. If you're with me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray for my brothers and my sisters that they will be sharp, that they will be full of your word, that they will be full of the Holy Spirit.